After 17 students were shot and killed in a high school in Parkland, Florida, Benzie County pushed to increase school safety. And they came up with a solution. They put cops in schools, and taxpayers agreed to pay for it. But it ended up being more complicated than that. IPR's Morgan Springer has the story.
Benzie County Sheriff's Deputy Jeff Miller became a school cop in January. He serves 1,400 students across the Benzie Central Schools District, and his role is to deal with any criminal activity. Right now, things are quiet at the high school, and he's sitting in his office tallying up the types of issues he's dealt with so far.
Bullying, kids skipping classes, things like that. Your typical kids bringing cigarettes and stuff like that into the schools. So.
But right now, it looks like vaping for the win.
Vaping is the majority of the problems.
Miller says the very fact that he's in the schools is community policing at its best.
Not all kids have a positive outlook, I guess, on law enforcement, especially in today's world. It's awesome to be able to bridge that gap.
And to be a positive role model, he says.
A lot of kids will come in just to my office just to talk, get things off their chests, share their frustrations, knowing that I'm just kind of a third party to listen. So this is our junior high wing.
Students fill the halls as they switch classes, and Miller heads out of his office to monitor. He talks to kids as they go by.
What's up, buddy?
Not much about you.
Living the dream, they tell me.
When I was in school, you didn't think about the Sandy Hooks. You didn't think about, Columbine happened, but you didn't go to school with that thought. Times have changed so much that that's what you think about now.
The good news is Benzie Central has a school cop, and teachers say they feel safer. The bad news is the thing that put Miller there left some people feeling cheated. Here's what happened. Taxpayers passed a millage in November that paid for two school cops. One was Miller, and the second was for the other school district in the county. That's Frankfort, Alberta area schools. Some residents assumed those cops would work for the sheriff and serve the whole county when school was out.
In the summertime, we could have utilized that extra body, and we would have done great things with it. But I guess it didn't work out that way.
That's County Undersheriff Kyle Rosa. What ended up happening is the other cop went to the city of Frankfort, and the county's going to pay for it. That means taxpayer money collected from all of Benzie County will just pay for a city cop. Rosa rationalizes this by saying taxes aren't always distributed equally.
A lot of times, yes, that is true. I mean, that is the ugly reality.
Either way, this move frustrated a number of people I talked to, none of whom wanted to speak on the record about it because they said it could jeopardize their jobs. They didn't understand why the county board made this decision.
I don't see an issue with it, no.
That's Evan Warsecki, a Benzie County commissioner.
I'd rather focus on, not the color of the jerseys of the kids in the school or the color of the uniforms of the officer. I'd rather focus on the fact that we have officers in the schools keeping all of our kids safe.
But there's still no officer in Frankfort making that happen, and there probably won't be before the school year is up. The chief of police says they're still reviewing applications. For Points North, I'm Morgan Springer.